Hello fellow crushers, welcome to GMB Crush Conversion Rate Optimization Part 1. Today we're going to talk about how to improve your web-to-store conversion rate with Google My Business. So internet users' habits have changed in two ways. One is how they get their information, and the second is the way they search. So to find out anything they want to know about a store or a business, they use a third-party website like Facebook or Google My Business. What changed in the way they searched is, according to Moz, about 80% of searches consist out of discovery searches. The user expects here to receive the best recommendation based on relevance, distance, and positive reviews. The other 20% uses direct searches that mentions the brand name in the keywords. So, in fact, Google My Business is your business's main showcase to ensure it is visible and boost in-store traffic. The next part we want to talk about is focusing your strategy on boosting conversions. So we're going to go through a few examples on how you can implement the following tips to boost your conversion and reduce your friction and optimize your conversion funnel. The primary category and subcategories. Make sure all your outlets have just one primary category for better consistency and improved local SEO. And the GMB crush tip, consistently monitor how Google updates this list, out at which primary and additional categories are being used by the top 3 listings to dominate the 3 pack. So let's go over the GMB crush tool and let's go over together on how to see if we can check the main category and subcategories of different businesses and how this works. So we can open the Google Maps, wait a little bit for it to load. Let's try family attorneys in Miami, just an example. Then make sure that here in the right bottom, update results when map moves is enabled. Then you can zoom in into the area that you want the results for. For example, we want it from this area. You wait until everything is loaded. And we click Get Results. As you can see, the tool is crushing, and voila, we will have the results here at the bottom of our screen. So now here we can see the top 22 results very easily, and we can see that the top 2 results are always your paid advertising clients for listings. The other 20 results are your top 20 organic competitions. So here we can easily see what main category is everybody using. So we see the top 3 here is clearly using family law attorney, which is good. And then here on place 12 we see the divorce lawyer, which could be related to family law attorney. I agree with that, but it will not be your first choice for your main category. So if your category will be different, then you know on how to change your main category. But now I want to dive a little bit deeper because we are not seeing the secondary categories. So let's see how the number 1, Ronald H. Kaufman, is doing that. So when we're going back to our results, we want our number 1 competitor, which is Ronald. We click on the result, wait a little bit for the Chrome tool to load, and we press search now. So at this point the tool is analyzing the data of the Google map and getting all the reviews, and it will slowly go over to the Google search area where we'll retrieve the posts. There we go. As you can see here, now it's analyzing all the posts and counting on how many posts were there. And based on the total amount of posts, it will check over the past 90 days how much posts were made. So this is our 90 day post count. And as you can see, the dates are also being registered and those can be exported straight away. So going back to the categories, we know from before, family law attorney was chosen, and they actually have no additional categories at all. So maybe for this keyword, it's not necessary to have any additional main categories or subcategories. So back to our presentation. Another very important point is add special opening hours when we Google My Business. Keep updating your opening hours for special periods like bank holidays, for example, certain dates that your competition might forget. So why is this important? One, avoid frustrating your customers. I mean, it's very, very frustrating if you want to go to a business, it shows it's open, but you arrive there and the doors are closed. So then we come to point two. The customer stands for a closed door and it's already thinking like, I'm gonna put a negative review, or I'm gonna put a review for a one star and complain why you're not open, why you're showing. And this will affect your rankings, of course, and this is something you don't want to have. And the positive point, point three, is you will be rewarded by Google if you put your special opening hours in there. So the GMB crush opportunity. You can audit your competitors' special opening hours and compare it to yours. Like if they are open on a bank holiday and you are not, then they will get your customers. So if you can open at that time, adjust your opening hours and make sure you're open. Especially if the case is reversed, your competition is not open and you are open, you will get probably the business from your competitors. So consider including those opening hours to your operational schedule. On the next point, we will discuss on how to double your sales engagement with high quality images. So according to a very global case study, there's a consistent correlation between the number of website visits, phone calls, direction requests, and a higher CTR. More images and more higher quality images will affect all of these factors. So, if we go into the fact sheet, we can see like businesses with more than 100 images get about 520% more calls than the average business, while those with just one image get 71% fewer. So businesses with more than 100 images get 2,770% more direction requests than the average business, while those with just one get 75% fewer. So just from these two examples, we can easily see that the more images and the more social proof you have about your business or your service or your quality of work, the more positive results you will get in form of the actions like direction requests or calls or website clicks. So when we look further, businesses with more than 100 images get about 1,065% website clicks than the average business, while those with just one get 65% fewer. So that's a factor 10. So normally if you get 100 clicks, now you will get 1,000 clicks. If you do that by 2% conversion rate, that's 20 more clients. Adds up. Businesses with more than 100 images get 960% more search views than the average business, while those with just one get 62% fewer. Businesses with more than 100 images get 3,459% more map views than the average business, while those with just one get 71% fewer. Businesses with more than 100 images get 713% more discovery searches than the average business, while those with just one get 65% fewer. So what we can conclude out of this is that if the more images you have and they are high quality and they describe your services, the better your results will be. So this is definitely a point to optimize when you Google My Business listing. Businesses with more than 100 images get 1,038% more direct searches, which include your brand name, than the average businesses, while those with just one get 71% fewer. It's in that same manner. So how can we increase those images? Well, one of the points is you can get your customers to work for you, so they can post pictures for you. So you can try to encourage your customers by taking photos of your customer experience while it happens rather than after the fact. So with the live process, it just feels more real for the customer and they will believe more about your process of work. But if any of your clients has a service area business, like a plumber or a gardener, then things are a little bit different. What you can do then is you can ask to your clients to take pictures of the work once it's completed. And even better, you can put one of your employees with the staff smiling and being happy with the results. And of course, you can then ask them to write a review as your bit about your business as well. So then one, you get a positive review, or maybe a little bit negative, depending on your quality of work, and you get more quality pictures. So why do you need your high quality pictures, and then why do you need to be careful with this as well? For example, if you have a restaurant and you have fish and chips and they look completely amazing, you hired a food photographer and you did an amazing job on that and it looks delicious, but then your customer comes to your business and they will order the fish and chips and it looks so sad, like the description here on the review. The effect of that is they have a very high expectation of your product, but they really get something disappointing. But immediately will result in they will post it on their social media and they will write a bad review, which will hurt your business significantly. So with these kind of pictures, keep things real. People will really appreciate that. They want to see what they get. The next point that we're going to talk about is review responses and conversion rates and what are the correlations between that. So according to Ubrell's analysis, responding to at least one third of your reviews can increase conversions for your local business by 80%. So what the research also said was that small and medium enterprises as well as large companies saw the same 3% conversion rate when their response rates were around 10%, which is low. It's just one of 10 that you respond to your customers. That doesn't look very well. So when companies responded to at least 32% of the comments, they achieved conversion rates 80% higher than direct competitors and small medium enterprises that responded to only 10% of the reviews. Which makes sense, because if you need help from your customer service and you only see that 1 in 10 of the comments are getting responded to, it almost doesn't even feel like worth the effort to ask the question. If you see that at least 1 in 3rd or all of the questions are being answered, you have a feeling that the company really has its stuff in order and is well organized. The next point that we're going to talk about is optimizing your Google My Business for voice searches. Voice searches are on the rise, and we expect by 2021, 70% of Google searches will be done by voice, also known as LSA. You now need to make sure you have long-form content based on phrases suited to voice search. So why is this? Google pulls out correlations and relevancy, picking up data from the content published on your website, 2, the content published through Google My Business, and 3, the proximity of your business via local centroids, which are now individual users. Next point we're going to talk about is leveraging Google My Business messaging. With the latest Google My Business messaging tool, companies can turn their Google listings into a live chat device through their mobile phone. So, why is it important to leverage the Google My Business messaging feature? Well, users can and will message you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So this means they can always open a dialogue with you and ask for questions or see if there's a stock available or anything like this. But the downside of this is that it is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So make sure you're prepared for this level of communication and commitment before opting in for this. Because if you respond 2 or 3 days later, then this tool might hurt your business. So digging deeper into your statistics. So after a couple of chat sessions, you'll be able to see your messaging statistics, such as the number of conversations, response times, clicks you have received, and more. These metrics then you can use to tweak your strategy and your listing to improve your local SEO results. If you're willing to be responsive and punctual, do it. It can greatly contribute to your brand trust and encourage customer loyalty, which then translates into converting more leads into paying customers. We're now coming to the end of the first part of conversion rate optimization for Google My Business. Thank you for following the video. If you liked it, please subscribe and leave a comment below and let us know what you think. Hope to see you next time.